It's Curtain Call. I'm Charles Sipos. In today's program, I chat with director Craig Miller. We talk about 6th Street Playhouse's 2015-2016 season, as well as their first production, The Wizard of Oz, which runs through September 20th in the G.K. Hart Theater. This, up next, on today's Curtain Call. It's Curtain Call. I'm Charles Sipos. Here this segment is Craig Miller, who is Artistic Director at 6th Street Playhouse, to tell us about their new presentation of The Wizard of Oz coming up August 21st through September 20th, and also the season for both the G.K. Hart Theater and for the Studio Theater. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you, Charles.
Great to have you on, as always, and what a great, exciting season in both the G.K. Hart Theater, the big theater, and the studio theater.
Yeah, and I think probably the most exciting thing about this season is that it is our 10th anniversary.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. 6th Street Playhouse opened in February of 2005. And as most people may have forgotten or didn't know in the first place, but it was Santa Rosa Players and Actors Theater came together under one roof called 6th Street Playhouse, and that those two parent companies have informed our mission, and we have grown and moved forward, and I've now been with the company. This is my 5th season coming in, and I'm just really excited about the lineup that we have, and we've got a lot of special events and all kinds of celebrating that we're going to be doing all season long.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you, and congratulations to 6th Street Playhouse.
Thank you very much.
All right, what's first? Let's actually do Wizard of Oz last. Okay. So that people know all about what's going to be happening, actually starting its run this weekend. So, let's talk about the season.
Sure. Well, we'll just start with the G.K. Hart season. The G.K. Hart, as you know, is our 190-seat space. It's really a beautiful and very comfortable place to see a show right in the heart of Railroad Square there in Santa Rosa. And, of course, we are opening with The Wizard of Oz. There's lots of reasons we chose that show, but we'll talk about that last because we've got a little bit more to talk about since that's opening this weekend. But we're going to follow that on the G.K. Hart with the hilarious Noel Coward comedy Blythe Spirit, which is a supernatural comedy about a novelist who is writing about the supernatural and who's writing and exploring about whether or not you can actually reach over to the other side. And so he's employed the use of a medium. He's invited a medium, Madame Arcadi, to come to his home and conduct a seance. And whether he likes it or not, his dead former wife actually comes to pay a visit and wreaks lots of havoc for him and his new wife, Ruth. The very funny role in that show and the role that everybody buys a ticket to come out and see is that of the medium, Madame Arcadi, who really drives the whole action of the show. And our Madame Arcadi, I'm happy to say, is going to be our very own Lenny Dean, who not only runs a lot of our education programs, but is, one of the finest actresses in all of the Bay Area. So we're super excited about that. After that, going into the holiday season, we are going to be producing a production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. What I'm really excited about this, because I'm directing it, and I am just firmly grasping onto the ghost story aspect and the time aspect of the story, and how that is the real core of what we're saying with A Christmas Carol, is that life is too short to spend it miserable. Life is too short to push people out of your life. Life is too short to count your dollars rather than to count your blessings. And I think that's what Scrooge teaches us as he goes on his journey. And I'm very, very excited to work with Charles Siebert, our local equity actor, and has been on our stage several times, premiered in our production of Red a couple seasons back, has taught for us, and just a real joy to see him on stage. He played Big Daddy in our production of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof a couple years ago. And we're just really excited to get back on track with Charles and watch him take us on this journey of discovery, and to really dig down and get to the root of what it means to be happy and to understand why we are joyous and why this time of the year affords us the opportunity to celebrate what's joyful and what's happy and what's good in our lives, and to be thankful for those things.
You're listening to Curtain Call. I'm Charles Sipos, and I'm speaking with Craig Miller, who is Artistic Director of 6th Street Playhouse. We're talking about the G.K. Hart Theater season for 2015-2016, and coming up in a short time, we're going to be talking about the Studio Theater for the same duration. This is a good time to give you the website, which is 6thstreetplayhouse.com. It's the Arabic number 6, and then followed by thstreetplayhouse.com, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. And when we talk about whole seasons, I always give out the website so that you can go and look at it for yourself, because we're putting out a lot of information here, and it can be confusing when we're going one after the next. So this season is opening with The Wizard of Oz, then Blythe Spirit, then A Christmas Carol. That takes us to the end of 2015. Starting in 2016, it's One Man, Two Governors.
Yeah, and we're the first theater company outside of the Berkeley Rep in the Bay Area to get our hands on the rights to this show. So super excited. Your listeners may know James Corden. James Corden has taken over for Craig Ferguson on The Late Late Show. And this is the play in the West End that made James Corden famous. He played the one man to the two governors. And I, over the last couple of years since that show premiered in the West End, so many people have come to me and said, you know, knowing my penchant for farce and comedy and slip on the banana peel kind of stuff, and said, Craig, I saw this down at Berkeley Rep, or I saw this in New York. This guy is you. You have to play this role. And so I took a hard look at it, and I thought, yeah, that's something I might would like to do sometime. So when we got the rights to it, I have decided. I've hired Carl Jordan, who did Boeing for us in last year's Clybourne Park, and he's going to direct me in One Man, Two Governors, and I'm super excited to be on stage again. I just did a show, but I'm not on stage very often, and this is the one in the season I thought I would love to tread the boards for. So that'll be right after the first of the year, halfway through January. Then we're really excited as we keep moving forward through the season. The 2003 Pulitzer Prize winner Anna in the Tropics by Nilo Cruz is really the first time that 6th Street Playhouse has embraced the diverse ethnicity of our community, because it will be the first time in my 5 years at the Playhouse that we will be putting an entirely Hispanic cast on stage. So super, super excited to embrace our community in that way and serve that way. Then, of course, musical, the musical of all musicals, My Fair Lady, will play in May and June. And the husband and wife team of David Yen and Denise Elia Yen will be playing opposite each other as Professor Higgins and Eliza Doolittle. And then we're going to close our G.K. Hart season with that four-part harmony favorite, Forever Plaid. And Joseph Favolora will be playing Frankie in that show, and he will also be doing the choreography. People know Joey from Crazy for You, the choreographer on Crazy for You, and also last season's Thoroughly Modern Millie. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that, and that'll be our season closer in June and July in the G.K. Hart.
Okay, that's the lineup for the G.K. Hart Theater for the 2015-2016 season. You can find out all about it at 6thStreetPlayhouse.com. I'm Charles Sipos. It's Curtain Call on KRCB. And let's go on and talk with our guest, Craig Miller, about the Studio Theater Season 4, 2015-2016.
Well, we're happy mainly about bringing the Studio Theater back online. Unfortunately, last season, we did hit a little bit of a rough patch financially, but and had to pull back on some of our productions. In fact, we canceled four of our six studio performances last season, and we were very sad about that. But we have a mission, and we want to uphold that mission. We have a beautiful 99-seat thrust-configured black box theater where I think we do our best work at Sixth Street Playhouse. It's the most evocative. It's the most provocative. They're the most human stories. Very little musical theater, very little fluff. It's really kind of experimental, fringe. Some of these smaller casts where we're really focused on the craft of acting and directing, and less about the spectacle and the magic. It's really about the words of the playwright and lifting those up and telling the stories with truth and honesty. And so I'm happy that we're bringing it back online. It really was missed by a lot of our patrons and also by our artist base, for sure. But we're going to kick it off with a Pulitzer runner-up called The Other Place by Char White, which is this beautiful and haunting small four-character play about the effects of dementia. And it's really a mental thriller. It's really kind of a detective story as this woman researcher tries to figure out why it is that she is experiencing the things that she's experiencing, and why her relationships are kind of crumbling around her, and how she can find salvation through what she's not only her job but also her relationship with her husband. And it's being directed by David Lear, who is a longtime favorite director at Sixth Street and all around the North Bay. But he brings a real understanding of this play, and we're excited to put Char White's piece on stage.
Up next at the Sixth Street Playhouse Studio Theater is the Rocky Horror Show.
And this will be our third year coming back to the Rocky Horror Show, which is everybody has an idea of what that experience is. You know, even if you know that there's going to be actors involved, you go to a movie theater, they play it on the big screen with Tim Curry and the whole cast, and then there's actors down in front who are kind of acting it out in front. This is not that. This is a fully realized production of the Rocky Horror Show, the original. That's why it's actually called the Rocky Horror Show, not picture show, because it is not the motion picture and it's not acted in front of the motion picture.
So are you saying that the actual Rocky Horror Show was a play and not a movie?
That's correct. Yeah. Richard O'Brien wrote the book and the music, and it premiered in the West End as a standalone theatrical musical event before it was ever optioned as a film. And a lot of people clearly don't know that. We are able to put that show on stage, and we've been working with the same Dr. Frankenfurter and most of the same cast for all 3 years. So many of them love doing the show so much and come back year after year. We've got a few new faces, but the most fun is that even though it is the stage musical, we not only allow but encourage the audience to do all of the callbacks from the film. to yell them at our audience, at our actors, our live actors on stage. The only thing we don't allow is throwing things at our live actors on stage.
So it's becoming a cult classic at Sixth Street Playhouse as well.
Yes, yes, and it's a limited run. You know, we try to come in, do the weekend before Halloween weekend when we do an 11:30 performance on Halloween night this year, and then we close the weekend after Halloween. We try to keep it nice, succinct. Right in that wheelhouse there, in our calendar, and it seems to work out just great. Everybody comes out, they have a good time. We want people to dress up. We want them to come in character. That's what makes this experience what it is.
The Santaland Diaries by David Sedaris, the unmistakable character of NPR.
David Sedaris, what can you say? I mean, he and his sister both. I mean, they're just such amazing commentary satirists, and the Santaland Diaries is wonderful short story that he parlayed into a stage production, and it's autobiographical. It's about a gentleman who is down and out, finds himself unemployed at Christmas time, and decides to apply for a job at Macy's, and actually gets relegated to playing an elf in Santaland at Macy's. Just as you can even imagine how horrible that might be, it's even worse than you think. And this is a one-man tour de force. It's acted by David Yen. He's been doing it here in the Bay Area at different theaters over the last nine seasons of theater. And we're lucky enough to pull him in and have him do Santaland Diaries in our studio theater this year. It's only for two weekends. It's December 4th through the 13th. Limited engagement. But one little twist that David does with the show is that he actually has a full service bar on stage, and he mixes cocktails live and hands them out to the audience as he is monologuing. And you just follow Crumpet, is his chosen elf name, and you follow Crumpet's journey from being this disgruntled, unhappy imp to seeing something happen with a child sitting on Santa Claus's lap in Santaland that really changes his notion of what it means to have goodwill and cheer at this time of year. And so it's really transformative. At the same time, it's funny.
Okay, up next is From Russia with Love, A Romantic Evening with Anton Chekhov. Whoa.
Yeah, I actually have to give a little shout out to Lenny Dean on this one. She helps me think through a lot of things at Sixth Street Playhouse. And one of the things that she's been urging me to do for a while now is to put some Chekhov in. And I thought, okay, well, you know, let's start small. Let's not just, you know, do a full production of The Seagull or Three Sisters or Cherry Orchard. Let's start with something that people can really access. And there's the wonderful little small one-act plays, short stories, which we're going to try to translate to monologues. And then, of course, Chekhov has published several of the love letters that he actually wrote to his wife when they were apart during his time at the theater there in Moscow. So at the Moscow Art Theater. So we're going to be doing The Marriage Proposal, The Brute, The Boar, and then some of those love letters and one or two short stories. So it's going to be really kind of a fun evening. We're going to be switching it up. Very, very funny. One thing people don't understand about Chekhov, a lot of people don't, is that it's just hilarious in its pathos. This is an incredible testing ground for some of our younger actors, some of our up-and-coming directors as well, some people that I'm looking at to, you know, graduate to bigger projects at Sixth Street. So you're going to see some new directing names. You're going to see some younger actors out of our School of Drama acting in some of these pieces, and because that's, you know, a huge part of our mission is being a training theater as well as a producing theater. So really excited about From Russia with Love and spending some time with Chekhov in our studio season. It's been too long.
You're listening to Curtain Call. I'm Charles Sipos, and I'm speaking with Craig Miller, who is the artistic director of Sixth Street Playhouse. We're talking about the Studio Theater 2015-2016 season, and if you want to follow along, you can go to their website, sixthstreetplayhouse.com. Up next is Silent Sky.
And Silent Sky is a it's a new play for us, not a new play, a new-ish play by Bay Area, San Francisco-based playwright Lauren Gunderson. Lauren's been around; she's been on the scene for a while now, and has been just really, really making a go, not only all across the United States, but internationally now, too, as one of the most prolific playwrights to come out of the Bay Area in quite a long time. Silent Sky is a story of Henrietta Leavitt, who was really the first female astronomer to make a mark. She was really a more of a technician. She wasn't even really certified or have any sort of formal training, but just a love of the cosmos and the exploration of them. And she actually invented these photonic plates. And what she did was, and her idea was, that if you were to block out and slide this plate in with dots drawn on it, slide it into a telescope so that it would block out stars in the galaxy that was closest to you, then you could see beyond that galaxy and the stars beyond it would suddenly become apparent. And so really, really neat stuff. And so this is really her story. It is autobiographical, I'm sure, some artistic license, but she was not always a healthy woman. She was really driven by her career, and she fell in love with one of the scientists. And very shortly after she fell in love, and really her whole life took a change, she got very ill and unfortunately died at a young age. But her mark on science is indelible. So we have a play about her, and it's probably the most lovely thing we have in the entire season between either theater, in terms of the poetry and the writing, and the acting. And it's going to be directed by Lenny Dean. I'm saying her name a lot, but she's at Sixth Street. She's a staple, and she's wonderful. So she really wanted to do this show, and we're going to let her. So, and then we're going to be closing our season with New Voices on the Vine, which is our Wine Country play festival. We'll probably have 7 to 8 brand new 10-minute plays. We're going to explore at least 3 full-length plays, and all of them will be playwrights from California. We're hoping to have some big-name keynote speakers this season. This will be the new expansion of what we're doing with the festival. I can't name names right now, but please stay tuned on our website to find out what potential playwrights or mavericks in the world of new play development may be joining us in May for our new play festival.
The website is sixthstreetplayhouse.com. And that's a wrap for the Studio Theater 2015-2016 of Sixth Street Playhouse. All right, let's go to the very first play of the season, and it's The Wizard of Oz. As we speak, it's already started its run, and it runs until September 20th at Sixth Street Playhouse in the G.K. Hart Theater, the big theater there at Sixth Street Playhouse. Tell us about The Wizard of Oz, Craig Miller.
Well, That's an interesting question. Tell us about The Wizard of Oz. What could I say about The Wizard of Oz that hasn't already been said, or what people don't already know about The Wizard of Oz? I mean, I know that from the earliest age I can remember, watching The Wizard of Oz every fall, it was something that happened on regular television that, along with all of the Charlie Brown specials and, you know, whatever, it was always right around. It was, between Halloween or around Halloween, and The Wizard of Oz always came on. And so I thought, man, it's one of the most beloved musicals of all time, and why not kick off our 10th anniversary of the most beloved artistic home in Santa Rosa with the most beloved musical? And then the questions, start rolling in. Well, why do another Wizard of Oz? Why can't we just watch the movie? And you have to wonder, how much do you futz with something that's so iconic? How do you put your own mark on it? And I have to say that, what Ben Stowe, our director, has done, first of all, another husband and wife team on The Wizard of Oz. Ben Stowe is directing, and his wife, Katie Kelly Stowe, is playing Dorothy for us, and she's just magnificent. She's going to just steal your heart. But what Ben, when Ben and I first started talking about the show, one of the major things that he said to me was, you know, as I read this, and she goes off to Oz, especially after her interaction with the stage, or well, not the stage hands, but the farm hands, Zeke, Hickory, and Hunk, who become the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion, once she passes over the rainbow and into Oz in her own mind, one of the things that Ben thought very, very strongly was that these are all manifestations. All of the things that the Scarecrow wants his brains, and the Tin Man needs a heart, and the Cowardly Lion needs courage, and Dorothy needs all of those things too. She needs all of those things, and so Ben really thought these characters are all pieces of Dorothy. They all go on the journey with her. They're with her the whole time, and what she learns and what they learn is that they've had these abilities and these strengths all along the way, or they would have never made it to begin with. Mm-hmm. To making it back home. And so getting to this, Ben has cast all of the friends, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion, as females. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they go, wow, that must be a first. And I said, well, I think there's probably some all-female colleges that have done The Wizard of Oz, and they had to figure out a way. So I don't think it's the first time. But I really think that this was a very mindful and thoughtful decision to make all of the friends female, and for a very good reason. And it plays. It reads. It's so wonderful. And nothing's changed. You know, it's the story. It's the MGM musical that starred Judy Garland. It just happens to be women instead of men in these roles, and I think that's really great for us too, because we have so many more females in our acting talent pool in this area than we do men, and so it makes sense for a lot of reasons, and it serves the play, and people are going to see all the things that they love about The Wizard of Oz with this one little twist, and it's going to be really fun for them and make for great theater.
Sounds really great. Well, Craig Miller has been my guest here on this segment of Curtain Call. We've been talking about the 6th Street Playhouse 2015-2016 season, both in the G.K. Hart Theater, the big theater there at 6th Street Playhouse, and also in the small theater, which is called the Studio Theater. If you want more information, go to the website 6thstreetplayhouse.com. The Wizard of Oz kicks off the season. It's already running, and it runs until September 20th. Let's give away a pair of tickets. It will be listener's choice to call in number 4 to 584-2020, 584-2020. Call in number 4 gets the tickets. I'm Charles Sipos. It's Curtain Call.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard, ever a wizard of Oz. If ever, ever a wizard of Oz, the Wizard of Oz is fun because of the wonderful things.
I'm Charles Sipos, and you're listening to Curtain Call. Join me next week when we'll be previewing stage productions from Main Stage West, Left Edge Theater, and Cinnabar Theater. Join me in coming weeks for an interview with cellist Joshua Gindel about Miro String Quartet's exciting new multimedia project, Transcendence, their new business model, and its opportunities for all you lovers of chamber music, including free streaming and free downloads of all Miro Quartet's recordings during the month of September. Let's listen now to Miro Quartet playing Mendelssohn's String Quartet in F minor, Opus 80, from their recording Epilogue.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've been listening to Miro Quartet playing Mendelssohn's String Quartet in F minor, Opus 80, from their recording Epilogue. It's Curtain Call. I'm Charles Sipos. Join me in coming weeks for an interview with cellist Joshua Gundel about Miro String Quartet's exciting new multimedia project, Transcendence, their new business model, and its opportunities for all you lovers of chamber music, including free streaming and free downloads of all Miro Quartet's recordings during the month of September. Let's close now by listening to a bit of Miro Quartet playing Beethoven's String Quartet Opus 18 No. 2 from their complete recordings of Beethoven Opus 18 String Quartets.